Knowing what to do has never been the problem. Doing it is the hardest part. That's why accountability matters so much. Having someone check in and ask, did you actually do it? If people didn't need this, I wouldn't have a business. You would just listen to this podcast and go and action everything every single time. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. I don't know about you, but I love Christmas. I take a minimum of 2 weeks off every year to completely switch off and recharge. No emails, no content, no client work, just family, food, rest, and a little bit of thinking about my own business and what's to come in the next year. But that makes the next few days between now and then really valuable. Because if you can sign a client before you break off for Christmas, you'll end the year feeling great and start back in January with momentum and ready to deliver. I've seen conversations in my communities. I've got a challenge community that's just finished, and I've got a thriving membership community. And I've seen conversations where people are hearing me say that there is still time to sign a client before Christmas and thinking, wow, okay, that's a different perspective. And I know it's true because it's happening inside the membership right now. So today, I want to talk to you about how to use the time we have left. Not in a hustly, grindy way, but in a smart way. A few focused actions now will mean you can actually enjoy your break and hit the ground running in January. Right now, so many people are starting to mentally clock off and move into mince pie mode. Have you had your first one yet? I haven't, but I will soon. And this means your inbox is quieter. There's a little less noise on social media. And when you stick around and show up, you can actually get noticed more easily. Your ideal clients are already thinking about January. I know I am. They're looking at their goals for next year and wondering how they're going to hit them. They haven't committed to anyone yet, but their eyes are open. They're going detective mode right now. And if you're planting seeds now, they're going to bloom in the new year. I'm already having revenue-generating conversations in my DMs every single day. Even if somebody doesn't buy this week, you're making sure that it's you who's front of mind as soon as they are ready. So with that in mind, I want to share four things you can do this week, genuinely this week, to get a client before Christmas. The first one is always the most powerful. I want you to think of somebody who nearly bought from you this year, but didn't quite make it over the line. Maybe they inquired and then went quiet. Maybe they said, not right now, or let me think about it. I want you to reach out to them, not with a sales pitch, with a genuine question. Something like, I've been reflecting on the year and I remembered our conversation back in whenever it was, and I'd love to know, what held you back? No pressure at all. I'm just trying to understand my business better. One honest conversation like this will tell you more about your business than weeks of guessing. You might discover an objection that you didn't know existed. You might find out your sales page or pricing is confusing. Or you might find out that they're now ready and just needed that extra gentle nudge. This exact scenario happened to me earlier this year. I had a conversation with a potential client. Another client had recommended me, so she inquired, but initially didn't want to pay the price that I quoted. Then she saw me continue to show up online and we kept in touch. I asked her the question that I suggested above and she came back saying, actually, I'm ready to do this. So we worked together one-to-one and it was great. Side note, she made her money back and more, super fast. Action two is checking in with past clients. Go through your list, people you've worked with but haven't spoken to in a while. Pick five of them and send them a genuine message. Not selling anything, just checking in. Say something like, hey, I was thinking about you. How's the thing that you helped them with going? That's it. Simple. What happens next is one of three things. They reply and tell you things are great. Lovely. You've strengthened that relationship. They reply and tell you they're struggling. An opportunity to help them again. Or they don't reply. Fine. You've lost nothing. Past clients are gold. They already trust you. They already know that you deliver. the barrier to working with you again is so much lower than finding someone new. And they're probably not thinking about you right now, not because they don't value what you did, but because they're busy. Your message is going to remind them that you exist, and sometimes that's all it takes. Action three is to create one piece of genuinely useful content this week. Something your ideal client can actually use. Not a teaser, not here are my three tips, buy my course for the rest, but real value. This could be a LinkedIn post breaking down something they need to know that you know inside out. A quick video sharing how to solve a specific problem. A checklist or a template you give away for free without even asking for an email address. The goal isn't to sell. The goal is to demonstrate your expertise in a way that makes people think, if their free stuff is this good, imagine what working with them is like. After leaving agency life, I launched my first business, Step It Up Dance. And throughout that entire business, we delivered free tasters of our classes at nurseries and playgroups. No pitch, just showing parents and nursery managers what their kids could experience. And then so many of them signed up because they'd already seen and their children had experienced the value. The same principle applies to your content. Let people experience what it's like to learn from you. You'll probably have heard by now that we're apparently operating in a trust economy, or that there's a trust deficit. And that's because people have been burned by poor service. Well, trust is built through demonstrating rather than simply claiming. Take my current launch. I can talk about how incredible my membership, the Marketing Insiders Club, is until the cows come home. But without hosting my free challenge and masterclass to actually enable people to experience what it's like to work with me, they wouldn't know whether to trust that my claims are true or not. And finally, action four, the direct ask. This one is going to feel uncomfortable for you, but it works, so let's do it. Look at who's been engaging with your content recently. Who's been liking your posts, watching your stories, opening your emails? Pick three of those people and send a personal message. Not a copy-paste template, a genuine personal message. This is what it takes to sell nowadays. It's no longer enough simply to market. We have to take sales actions as well. So send them a message saying something like, "Hey, name, I've noticed you've been engaging with my content lately and I really appreciate it. So I wanted to reach out directly. I've got some availability for whatever opening up in January. Would you be interested in discussing what working together could look like?" That's it. Be direct and human. There's no need to feel as if it's manipulation. Some people will say no, for sure, that's guaranteed. Others simply won't reply. Also a given. But some will say, "Actually, yes, I've been meaning to reach out." And you've just made it easy for them. The worst that happens is they say no and you move on. The best that happens is you've got a client before Christmas. Now, you're probably listening to this and thinking, "Yes, I should do that." And then full-blown December kicks in. The school plays, the present buying, the family stuff. And before you know it, it's January and you're wishing you could wind back the clock. I get it. I really do. Knowing what to do has never been the problem. Doing it is the hardest part. That's why accountability matters so much. Having someone check in and ask, "Did you actually do it?" If people didn't need this, I wouldn't have a business. You would just listen to this podcast and go and action everything every single time. And so would I. And yet, I continue to invest and people continue to invest in me because we need support. We don't need a course to watch. We don't need more content to consume. We need someone making sure that we follow through on the things we know we need to do and explain how to do them when it starts to feel hard. I think that's something you need. So you also need to know this. The doors to the Marketing Insiders Club are open, but only until Monday night. We're kicking off with a sprint at this week's Marketing Mondays call to make sure you do get a client before Christmas. Doing some of the things I've talked about today and more, but doing it together. We're going to make sure this actually happens for you. The membership is £35 a month. Or you can join annually with extra savings and bonuses. Either way, we're going to work on making sure you get back that money immediately when you land in the club. Head to nickihutchison.com/membership and let's get you in. Please don't treat December as dead time. It's a month that's packed with opportunity if you want it to be. Yes, even at this point in the month, I've got clients inside the Marketing Insiders Club who have sold 4 spaces already to a program that doesn't start until October next year, who have taken on a retainer for £600 a month, which she credits her investment of £35 a month with generating. That's a 17 times return on investment in her first 2 months. You need to be inside the Marketing Insiders Club getting these results too, and I'm ready to help you. I'll be back, as always, next Friday at 7 a.m. with another episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. Until then, take care of yourself, keep marketing, and let's get you selling inside the membership too. That link again, nickihutchison.com/membership. Let's get you that client before Christmas.